Good morning, my brothers and sisters. My name is Father Zachary of the Mother of God. I'm a missionary priest with the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. And I'm here this weekend to invite you to deepen your baptism by committing to Eucharistic adoration at least 1 hour a week, hopefully every day, but 1 hour a week, where you spend time in the presence of the Lord, who is love made visible, who was born a child for us, who's manifested God's love, who's given us teachings about God, his truth, and his love for us, and went to the cross to show us how to love, rose from the dead, and sends us the Holy Spirit. In fact, established the sacrament of baptism so we could enter into a participation in his very life, the life of God. We could be lifted up above just a natural life to a supernatural life, a divine life by grace. And so we sang in the responsorial psalm today, the Lord wants to bless his people with peace, and he has come to bless us with peace. He's the Prince of Peace, but we must accept the gift. Part of the great gift, as I said, was the share in the life of God, in baptism, the sacrament of baptism, and we must be born by water and the Holy Spirit. That's St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 5. When we are baptized, we're freed from the clutches, the claws of the devil. We're set free from original sin and any sin that had happened in our life at that point. And then we're made children of the Father, disciples of Jesus, temples of the Holy Spirit, and members of the church. And this life in Christ, when we live our baptism in Christ, because that's what that means, we live in him. In him we live and move and have our being. We don't live for ourselves anymore. In Christ we find our peace. Now I can help you understand a little bit about peace in your lives, and this includes deepening your baptism. Let's just use an acronym for peace, P. P stands for pray. Pray the rosary. Families that pray together stay together. The family rosary is so important. Set a time, maybe 7 p.m. in the evening. No excuses. Even if the Vikings game is on, the game will continue on. We pray the rosary. And then your children's children will pray the rosary, and your children's children's children will pray the rosary. You understand? That's how we pass on the faith. But we contemplate the face of Christ in the school of Mary, and I'll go more into the baptism, which is the first luminous mystery, momentarily. E stands for living a Eucharistic-centered life. This is Jesus in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, really, truly, and substantially present. It's the great gift of Jesus. He said, I will not leave you orphans. I will be with you till the end of time. Jesus is here in the Eucharist. When we're in a state of grace, we can receive him in Holy Communion and have union with God. If we're not in a state of grace, we go to the sacrament of penance, which is confession, and we get in a state of grace. But such intimacy with God. A stands for adoration. We need Eucharistic adoration. Just spend time in the presence of our best friend, our God, our Lord, our Savior, who wants to give us peace. Take time away from the world and just come into the sanctuary in the presence of God. Let all the noise of the world be quieted. We have actually these materials available for you in the narthex, a little trifold about how to participate in Eucharistic adoration and the meaning of it, and these reflections of love made visible that I'll be sharing with you all at 1 o'clock. You're invited. We'll be having a guided holy hour today at 1 o'clock. Everybody is invited, okay? But some people don't want to participate in Eucharistic adoration because they go, I don't know what to do. Well, when you're in love, you just spend time with the one you love. Okay, not a lot of words are necessary, but I will teach you about how to meditate on the Gospels, how to Let the Gospels become a part of your life so you can live your baptism. P-E-A, adoration. C stands for confession. You should go to confession at least once every month. I try to go every week. That was the practice when I was a child. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan. We went to confession every week. If my mother could not go with us, we had to come home with evidence like a bulletin or a palm branch or something to show that we went to confession. But confession gives us peace. You put your burdens on God and He gives you grace. And the last E stands for embrace the will of God. Embrace the will of God. In your vocations, whether it be marriage, in your families, in your school, in your work, everywhere, always looking to embrace the will of God. Spending time with the Lord in Eucharistic adoration and in prayer is what's going to strengthen your relationship with Him to live the will of God, to know the will of God and live the will of God like the Blessed Virgin Mary. You see Mary saying yes to the will of God in every mystery of the rosary. The rosary is our life. We all have joys. We all have lights. We all have sorrows. We all have glories. We have to keep it connected. And so, peace, prayer, Eucharist, adoration, confession, embrace the will of God. God is counting on you to embrace His will and manifest His goodness by doing little things with great love, by living your baptism. Today we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, the first luminous mystery of the rosary, the mystery of light. This is our primary responsibility in our life, my brothers and sisters, to live our baptism. That's the number one responsibility we have in our life. I cannot live my vocation as a priest of Jesus Christ in the new and eternal covenant unless I live my baptism first. Married people can't live their marriages unless they live their baptism first. In Jesus, we live and move and have our being. So you reflect with the eyes of Mary on this mystery. You go through the gospel and you see Jesus coming to John. Jesus is God. Does He need to be baptized? No. So why did He go and be baptized? Well, to sanctify the waters that we would be baptized with. He's that loving of a God. He came to John and He said, let's do this. He humbled Himself. He said, let's do this to fulfill all righteousness. What does righteousness mean? It means to set everything right by love. It doesn't mean I'm right, you're wrong. We live in a world right now full of crisis because everybody wants to be right and everybody else is wrong, right? The world's in crisis. The church is in crisis. Marriage is in crisis. Families are in crisis. I'm in crisis because there's sin. You know what the crisis is? Jesus rose from the dead and no one's speaking about it. They're speaking about so much other chatter. Chatter, 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 chatter. There's so much noise in the world, we can't hear God. Some people are watching news stations over 10 hours a day. I guarantee you, you have a lot of noise and disturbance in you if you're doing that. I say this out of love. Myself, if I watch more than a half hour of news, I'm disturbed, and I'm a prayerful person. I spend a lot of time in prayer every day. I have to make a choice. Do I want to hear God, or do I want to hear the chatter? Mary is the woman of silence. Three words that describe Mary are to listen to the Word of God, ponder on the Word of God, and treasure the Word of God. Let's make that choice in 2020 to spend more time with the Word of God, hearing God speak to us. God is the one who has the plan for our life, right? He's the one that's going to bring us peace. We are beyond human solutions in this world right now. Period. We are beyond human solutions. The answer to everything the world needs is Jesus in the Eucharist and Mary in the Rosary. If we would live our lives listening to Jesus the King and Mary the Queen, doing the will of the Father, living our anointing in the Holy Spirit, living our baptism, we will be instruments of bringing peace to this world. But if we don't know who we are, children of God, We're going to be just like the rest of the people in the world, disturbed, anxious, upset, even angry. There's a lot of anger in the world right now. We need to get back to the basics. The Lord is the Lord. He's got it handled. He's God. He went into those waters for us. And part of the reflection, and I could spend an hour just on each one of these mysteries of the rosary, but the baptism of the Lord, he went into the Jordan River. The more you pray the rosary, the more you understand the mystery. What does the Jordan River signify? Well, remember when the children of Israel were set free from slavery from Pharaoh, the Exodus in the Old Testament? Before they came into the Promised Land, what river did they have to cross? The Jordan River. Who led them? Joshua. Yeshua, the name of Jesus, right? Jesus is the fulfillment. He's going to lead us across the rivers of this world, the Jordan River, into the Promised Land, which is communion with God. That's the Promised Land, communion with God, communion with God, communion with God. That's our life, my brothers and sisters. So we are to walk in Jesus, be rooted in him, built up in him, and confirmed in the faith in him. And how do we do that? Well, when we were baptized, you know the parable or the teaching of Jesus in John chapter 15 about the vine and the branches, right? The Father is the vine grower. Jesus is the vine. We're the branches, and we're supposed to bear fruit, nice grapes that go into the making the wine that will be offered at Mass that becomes the blood of Christ, okay? That sap that comes through the vine from the Father through Jesus is the Holy Spirit giving us grace. I was in Korea last May giving a retreat to the missionaries of charity in the Korean province. They took me behind their house and showed me a vine of young grapes. I had never seen such a thing before. There was this cluster of grapes about this big in many places. The grapes were the size of like BBs. Just little baby grapes. That's like us in our baptism. The branch is very frail. It could be broken. But if we get grafted more deeply into the vine, we live more deeply in Christ, we draw our life from the Father in the Holy Spirit to live the life of Christ and bear fruit, we need to be more deeply grafted. How are we more deeply grafted? Those things I brought up with peace, prayer, meditation on the word, the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. The Eucharist deepens our union. And so I'm here to invite you all to sign up for a Eucharistic Holy Hour. I know you were invited last week, but this is the follow-up. I want to give you two quotes from St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta that you all know well. On Eucharistic adoration. I have pages of quotes here, and at 1 o'clock we'll have a guided holy hour. But here's two quotes. Please listen carefully. One, the time you spend with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament is the best time you will spend on earth. Each moment that you spend with Jesus will deepen your union with him and make your soul everlastingly more glorious and beautiful in heaven, and will bring about an everlasting peace on earth. I hope you want that. Then Mother Teresa of Calcutta was also asked by people, what will convert America and save the world? What will convert America and save the world? What's the answer to ending abortion? What's going to convert America and save the world? My answer is prayer. We need every parish to come before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament in holy hours of prayer. You're blessed to have perpetual adoration here. Currently, you have enough to have one person per hour right now. Some people are doing multiple hours. But we need at least two people every hour. And so at the end of the pews or your chairs, there's some papers there. I ask you to grab them. There's pens and papers. We're going to give you a minute to fill it out. All we need is your name and phone number. The people here at the parish are going to contact you. You can fill it out. We'll give you a moment to fill it out. And you can just place it at the table at the narthex after the holy sacrifice of the Mass, okay? But I guarantee you, try it. Try it. Try it for 6 weeks. You will experience a peace that's beyond words. A peace of being in the presence of Christ. And in fact, I'll make this guarantee to you. If after 6 weeks you don't experience more peace, and children are welcome, seriously, children are welcome. We love to hear their voices, you know, that means life, right? After 6 weeks, if you don't experience more peace, I will pray to God that all your anxiety, worries, concerns, cares, and disturbances are fully refunded to you after 6 weeks. Okay? Is it a deal? I won't really pray that way. I don't want that to happen to you. But I guarantee you, we pray a holy hour every day. Fulton Sheen prayed a holy hour every day. When you spend time in Jesus, in Jesus' presence, it just changes your life. And while we're going to give you tools, when you're in a relationship, it's not all about tools. It's not like you're going to read a book and go, okay, Jesus, you're right there, but I'm reading about you right now. I'll get you in a little while, you know? You spend time with the one you love. And, of course, listening to the word before Jesus, and he speaks to you, and he says, what are you looking for? Do you know who you are? Do you know how much I love you? Do you know that I'm with you always? Do you know that you're my child and I have a mission for you? I love you with an everlasting love, and I'm here for you. These are the kind of things you'll experience. I rarely hear, Zach, today what you're going to do is to go to Minnesota and preach about my Eucharistic presence. But my life is transformed by spending time in the presence of Jesus. This is Jesus. And so, we're going to give you a minute to fill out those forms. You can turn them in at the narthex. Name and phone number. We'll follow up. Your life will have more peace in 2020. That 1 hour a week, committing to a specific hour, forms your will and will bring blessings to you and your family. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the one who truly adores the Lord, teach us to adore the Lord and receive the peace God wants to give us. Amen.